Hi everyone, so I'm really excited. I'm gonna share the results of my black garlic fermenter experiment. It was my first time fermenting black garlic and I used this amazing machine, Nex SFG100. However, I really like this brand, Nex. And I'm gonna share the results of this. It was done yesterday, 288 hours later. So 288 hours, and I could not help myself. I couldn't film the video last night, and I had to try it because I have been smelling the garlic fermenting. I'm in here for the last 10 days or so, and it was amazing. At first it had a really pungent garlic smell, and then it was less pungent, then it became kind of sweet, and you can really start smelling black garlic, that delicious flavor in there. So anyway, I couldn't help myself. I had to open it and take a look and try one. And I was really hoping to film a video and do that with you, but I did cheat and I did open it. However, the rest are still in here and I'm gonna do that with you right now. And it's still, you need to see this. This is so awesome. So I did post a picture on social, and I did get a good response on people's interest in this. So I'm really excited to share that with you. So we're gonna get started. Now I have posted an affiliate link in the description below. So take a look there. And it's not exactly the same as this one, but it's similar. It's the same brand. And I'm offering just two different options. So this is the bigger one. It's a 6 liter. And then if you wanna do like a smaller batch, there's a smaller version, which is less pricey than this one. However, totally worth it. So anyway, I'm gonna open it up. We're gonna get started. I'm gonna show you what it is. Okay, so in here is this little rack. Isn't that awesome? This little rack, and this is what they look like. So I put them in the last video that I shared. I put them in fresh, and I plugged it in with you, and we turned it on. It said 288 hours, and here we are later, 288 hours later. When 288 hours, when it reached that number, the machine shut off, which is great. So you don't have to sit there and monitor it. Like if you were to use a rice cooker to do this, you could not control the humidity properly. There is a chance of burning. And also you can't control the temperature. Now the temperature fluctuates over the 288 hours. It drops as it needs and rises as it needs to maintain the constant humidity within. So I think that if you were to use a rice cooker, it would be difficult to gauge the temperature unless you have a very specific rice cooker that does allow, you know, has the temperature. However, I'm not sure how you could monitor the temperature itself inside and adjust as needed. So this one went from 73 degrees Celsius to 85 degrees Celsius and 71 degrees, and it just kept alternating on its own, which would be really difficult to do if you were to do this on your own in a rice cooker. So that is, but a rice cooker, there are videos there. I've seen people using a rice cooker, but it's not as specific, and I'm not sure if it'd be as accurate. So anyway, I'm gonna pull these out. Move the rice cooker, move the garlic fermenter back. Okay, I'll close it. Okay. Get my little cute Jolly Bark tea towel, I love it. And I'm going to tip the camera a little bit so you can see what I'm doing. Okay, so here's the garlic. Okay, and you could fit, I did fit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, I fit 13 in here, but there were a few openings, so I could have probably put a bit more easily. Plus, I use larger garlic. I use larger ones, so let's start with this one here. Now, I don't think the skin color really matters. Like, there's some darker ones, and yesterday I pulled one out that was really black on the one side, and it was perfect on the inside, so I don't think it matters, like, the color of the exterior as much. So here we go. This is, okay, first of all, I'm gonna smell it. So there is no smell of garlic, as you would know. So garlic contains allicin. Allicin is the healthy compounds that benefit our body. Now, when you bruise or crush garlic, the allicin is released and thereby releasing the odor that is familiar to us, the garlic odor. This does not have that smell at all. Doesn't even smell like roasted garlic at all. It almost has like a really sweet smoked smell. Umami is a great way to describe it, which is a hard taste bud to really describe. So anyways, I'm gonna peel it open as I would normal garlic. Okay, and inside you find this. Okay, so those are the cloves. I'm gonna pull one out. Okay. Okay. I don't think it matters if I take the little skin off or not, but I will anyway. Now, if you're to use this for cooking, I don't think it would matter. You know how the garlic has a thin little skin? I don't think it matters if it's on. But anyway, so this is it. It's black. Can you see that? Okay. It's black. It almost has like a gummy texture to it. It smells heavenly. It has no garlic smell. It's like umami. It's amazing. Oh my goodness. Caramel-like sweetness. Mmm. Okay. I'm ready to taste it. Mmm. Best thing ever. Highly recommend getting this if you can. Now, I've never tasted, my first time tasting black garlic was when a good friend of mine brought me some from her own fermenter. Other than that, I've heard of it, could never find it in the store where I live, so I have nothing to compare it to. So I'm not sure if you were to purchase it, what the flavor would be like if it was in a jar or in a package sold at the store. But this, there's no garlic flavor. It's just like a sweet, caramelly, salty, gummy. It's amazing. It's so good. I could honestly just eat the whole thing. Mmm, it's so good. It's crazy. It's crazy good. I will always make this, I have to say, because I grow a lot of garlic. I'm gonna use a whole bunch of that towards black garlic fermentation. It is incredible. I have to eat one more. Sorry, guys. I know. You guys have to try this. This is incredible. Highly recommend it. I'm also going to tell you about its health benefits, and I actually printed off some information I want to share with you, so I have specific information for you. There's a lot of amazing health benefits in this. Not only does it taste amazing, but it's so good for you, and I'll read what that is. Because studies have been done to show the difference. Like, what is it, first of all? Like, what are the health benefits? And the differences between fresh garlic and black fermented garlic, completely different, like better health benefits. But I have to eat this because it's so good. It is so good. Honestly, it's like a gummiest. Mm. Now, my friend says that her family turns this off before the 288 hours. These are really fermented, like a fine. Can't even speak. It's so good. They're like, honestly, like a gummy, like almost like a jube in a way. Mmm. Hers was a little bit juicier. So I'm not sure if I may try to turn it off a little bit earlier, but when I did smell it as it was fermenting, probably 2 days prior, I really could start smelling the smell of the fermented garlic. It is so fantastic. So I'm gonna read you some of the health benefits. Let me adjust this camera. So good, you guys, seriously. Ridiculous. I can't even. I made the whole thing myself. But you can definitely cook with it. Like, you can make risotto with it. You can make soup with it. You can, I don't know. I'm really gonna have to experiment. Maybe put in some eggs. I don't know. I have to figure it out. Maybe some meat. I'm not sure. Anyway. So according to a study published in the Journal of Food and Drug Analysis titled Black Garlic, a Critical Review of Its Production, Bioactivity, and Application, and I will actually post a link to this study in the description as well, so you can find it there, you can read the whole study. Here's what they found. When compared with fresh garlic, black garlic does not release a strong off flavor due to the reduced content of allicin, which is what I mentioned, which was converted into antioxidant compounds such as bioactive alkaloids and flavonoid compounds during the aging process. So as the allicin is reduced, it converts into antioxidant properties. That's awesome. Okay, the changes of physicochemical properties are the main reasons for enhanced bioactivity of black garlic compared with fresh. So, okay, it's better for you than fresh, has more health benefits. Besides eating it daily, They have found, several studies have reported that black garlic extract demonstrates several functions, such as antioxidation, anti-allergic, anti-diabetes, anti-inflammation, and anti-carcinogenic effects. Okay, and they also say that some researchers have reported that many valuable components within black garlic against diseases increased during the aging process, especially polyphenol, flavonoids, and some antioxidant agents. So then they have this whole table, which I highly recommend checking out if you want to know specifically. But they're talking about, in terms of antioxidant activity, the free radicals of, and they list them all, reduced and in vitro. And then there's other things that are reduced, increased, etc. Anti-cancer activity, they talk about human leukemia, how it's apoptosis in human leukemia. And then it talks about cytotoxicity in human carcinoma, so it helps to fight that, I guess, prevent it. Tumor volume and weight in human gastric cancer cells is reduced as a result of consuming black garlic. It also has effects on anti-obesity. It has anti-inflammatory activity, which is great. And then it has anti-allergic activity here and other things. So I highly recommend checking out the study if you're really interested in finding specific information about black garlic. I'll have that link in the description, so definitely click on that. And otherwise, that's it. I think that black garlic is something amazing, really easy to make with a machine like this. Just pop it in. Don't even think about it and just leave it. It'll shut off on its own. So you really, like, if you're away and you're worried and you're not sure if you're gonna be back on time, don't worry about it. It just kind of just shuts off. The power is still on, but in terms of the actual fermentation, it stops. And what I found was, because I had it going in my gardening room here, the smell at first was like really pungent. And I like the smell of garlic. If you don't like the smell of garlic, I suggest putting it in the garage or somewhere else where you're not actually walking through it all the time. But for me personally, I love the smell of roasted or any kind of garlic, so for me it was fine. But then as soon as the machine shut itself off, I came in this room yesterday after shut off and there was no smell whatsoever. So it disappeared immediately. There was no pungent smell. There's nothing that's like stayed in the paint or, you know, in the furniture, that there is no leftover residue smell. So that's really great too. So if you're worried about that because of the fact that it, you know, it builds humidity inside the machine and ferments for so many days, and it smells like pungent, right? So if you're concerned about any kind of residual smell, there is none. Anyway, it's amazing. So I hope that that was helpful. Hope that you're encouraged and inspired to try to make some of your own black garlic. This stuff is pricey if you were to buy it. I've heard some grocery stores sell it by the clove for maybe $5 a clove. I'm not sure. This only cost me the price of garlic. So I used large garlic and all my large garlic is planted. So I bought this organic garlic. It was a local one. And it cost me like $1.50 a garlic. I mean, this is would not cost $1.50 for a fermented entire garlic bulb. So anyways, that's why it's worth it. I mean, cost wise, over time, it definitely pays itself, especially if you're using it a lot. And especially if you're using it for the health properties of it. So anyway, I hope that helps. And I hope you enjoyed my video. If you did, please click the like button. I'd really appreciate it as well. Please click the subscribe button and hit the notification bell to be notified of any upcoming videos. I will be having a lot more throughout the winter to inspire you to get growing and, you know, to get inspired to produce interesting products from the actual product, like the veggies and foods that you grow. There's a lot that you can do. You can really take it far, not just eat it, but then convert it to something interesting. And this is what I really love to do. So anyway, hope that helps. I wish you all happy holidays and I wish you guys all the best. Anyway, that's it for now. That's it for me. Happy gardening. Talk to you soon.